We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Naha Khatan. It's officially been 4 years since COVID upended our lives and changed some key guidelines, and one of them being the option to skip out on standardized testing. But earlier this year, three Ivy League schools reversed that option and started requiring incoming students to provide SAT and ACT scores. And that prompted parents to book tutors for their kids at up to $500 an hour. So, Naha, that's a lot of money for one session. Do they actually help?
They're supposed to. Parents of children who can afford that kind of tutoring, at least critics say it really helps drive up the numbers of scores, of test scores for the SATs. And, and I think the parents themselves also feel like this does help them. The ones I've spoken with were definitely concerned, a little bit distressed by the changes in these three Ivy Leagues and one major state school, University of Texas at Austin, that came out and said, after 4 years, we were test optional. Now we're going back to requiring the tests. And if you want to get your kids in through early application, you have until November 1st. So that's a lot of junior high school students that, might be changing their summer plans.
Yeah, that's pivoting awfully quickly. And I'm thinking that maybe some of these universities felt like, well, you know, if you're a good student and you are, you know, Ivy League material, then you should be able to, you know, not stress out and do well on these tests, these standardized tests, whether you were expecting them or not.
Well, a lot of students who were going to Ivy Leagues or were planning on going to Ivy Leagues actually didn't stop preparing and taking the tests. And we found data that wealthier students continue to send in their scores even during the test optional 4-year period, more so than less wealthy students. So, you know, this idea that maybe this would level the playing field by having test optional, that kind of was undermined by the fact that parents saw, you know, of these ambitious students said, well, we're not going to take any chances. We're going to send in our scores. It may give us the edge and the advantage that we need to get in.
Do you see other universities going this route as well?
That's expected. It's definitely expected. And it's what the tutors and the prep centers are all saying will happen. Yes.
So back to business as usual.
Maybe not completely and maybe not right away. We spoke with one tutor who said, this might not be critical now. There are plenty of schools that are still test optional, but maybe in 2 years from now, you'll have to worry about this. And I think for a lot of parents, they don't want to wait until the last second. So they want to start prepping. A lot of students start prepping pretty early, you know, some of them even in their first year of high school.
That SAT tutoring, that's a pretty good cottage industry. And you just see it kind of ramping back up now.
Right. It sure is. Some of the people who are in that industry graduated from these Ivy League schools, and instead of going into some other business, they did the tutoring out of college, and they really liked it, and it kept paying the bills. So they're in it for the long haul. And yes, I'm seeing what the prep centers are saying also is it's both Dartmouth, Yale, and Brown going mandatory, but it's this new SAT digital version that's confusing parents and making people driving them into these test centers to do the prep that they need to handle this new SAT. And what the prep centers are saying is, yes, they do see more and more parents coming to them as more and more schools change their policy.
How early do these kids start with the tutoring? I know that you take them when you're a junior, but they used to have the PSAT, which you would take even earlier just to kind of get you used to standardized testing.
Right. You know, you can start as early as you want. We interviewed the founder of Ivy Wise. They do test prep, but also admissions counseling. And, you know, they start with kids like right at the start of high school or even earlier. And, you know, I want to let you know that the $500 an hour tutoring rate sounds high, but I actually saw even higher than that. I saw as high as $800.
Holy
or even
smokes.
Up to $1,000.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how many hours?
Mostly it's an hour and a half a week. Most tutors and prep centers say you need to do this for several months because you need to take a lot of practice tests. And it really is, you know, just constant studying and testing that helps drive up the scores. But yeah, an hour and a half a week for several months and then homework on the kids' own time.
Yeah, no wonder high school students are so stressed out, right? That is Bloomberg's Naha Katan. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.